what effects has neoliberalism had on feminism? Well, neoliberalism has destroyed everything it's touched. It's destroyed environmentalism. It's harmed feminism. It has converted basically every radical movement it has touched. It has converted it into something to serve the pre-existing power structures and the pre-existing bigotries. When you have one of the brilliant things about the dominant culture is its ability to co-opt and turn back toward its own ends movements for social justice or movements away from exploitation. And so you can get rid of one manifestation of the dominant culture's destructive, exploitative urges, and another manifestation will pop up. And a great example of that is after the end of chattel slavery in the United States, it didn't take very long for Jim Crow laws to pop up that would, in many ways, were cheaper for the capitalists than the slavery, than slavery had been, because prior to that, they had to buy the slaves. Now, the human beings could be arrested for vagrancy and sent to, quote, prison, which was a, quote, prison farm, which was slave labor once again. But this time, the federal government or the state government, the county government, the governments were paying for the slaves, and nobody had to actually buy them. You simply arrest them. So after chattel slavery, after they stopped that, the manifestation, the desire for the white contempt for Africans and the white hatred of Africans then came forward in this other means of manifesting. There was another manifestation of the dominant culture's hatred of Africans and the entitlement to their labor. And then after that was, after the Jim Crow laws were struck down, then came the prison industrial complex and another manifestation of this contempt. And this doesn't mean that we shouldn't stop chattel slavery. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't stop Jim Crow. It just means that we have to be ready for the manifestation to pop up again. And in many ways, third wave feminism is the same process. Just like with environmentalism has been transformed from being something about saving wild places and wild beings to ways to sustain this culture. And likewise, feminism has become not about liberating women as a class, but instead about furthering patriarchy through making it so, instead of recognizing that pornography and prostitution, for example, are human rights abuses, instead making it so that there are, quote, feminists, end quote, who are arguing that it is empowering for women to have multiple men stick their penises into every available hole, that is somehow empowering. And it is empowering to have multiple men ejaculate all over women's faces. And this has become the new feminism. Or you can have slut walks are a great example, that slut walks are supposedly about, okay, slut walks, one of the ways that these manifestations work is they'll take some germ of truth somewhere and then they'll pervert it. And this is what happens so often. The germ of truth behind slut walks is that a woman should be allowed to dress however she wants without fear of being sexually assaulted. And somehow then this basic understanding gets turned into a display of women walking down the streets in pornographed outfits with lots of men watching and taking pictures. And somehow this is supposed to be helping women. And one of the things that nobody ever talks about is the inventors of Slutwalk were great devotees of pornography. And the one of the inventors has gone on record saying that she, when she discovered internet pornography, she became a great consumer of everything from what she called gangbangs to torture. And she won't even step away from the explicit torture of women in pornography. And she complains at one point that pornography and the market is so saturated that it really becomes about, she even says, how much you can break women. But then she says that her main complaint is that this shows an artistic laziness on the part of the creators of pornography. Her complaint is not what this does to the bodies of women. It's her complaint is not what this does to the psyches of women. Her complaint is that this is artistically lazy. That's one of the creators of Slutwalk. And it's just an extraordinary thing. I mean, who would think that it is liberating somehow to have I'm going to use some terrible, terrible terms. Who would think that it's okay for white people to organize a nigger walk where you have a bunch of African Americans dress in stereotypical African American garb, whatever that means, and walk down the street and parade down the street? How would this help African Americans? And likewise, what if you had a spick walk where you have all these Mexican Americans dress in stereotypical, insulting, objectifying clothing and walk down the street? It's absurd. It's obscene. And this is where, okay, let's make the connection to neoliberalism. Neoliberalism is about individual choice, and it's empowering individual choice as opposed to recognizing a class analysis. And one of the things that neoliberalism has done is to destroy the capacity to do class analysis, and in the case of feminism, to recognize that men as a class oppress women as a class, because it's become all about an individual choice, that just because some woman somewhere chooses to participate in pornography, then all of a sudden that entire class of action can no longer be questioned. And it's completely absurd. There are individuals who choose from amidst their constrained options to work in sweatshops. Does this mean that sweatshops, that those are liberating choices for them to work for Nike? No, it doesn't at all. What it means is that they have been constrained into making those choices, and they have been given the very bad choice of either working at a sweatshop or starving to death and their family starving to death. That is not what I call a choice. What instead needs to be recognized is that capitalism, patriarchy, imperialism, all work to constrain the choices of those cultures' victims. And sure, we all make choices within the constraints that we're given. And we understand that if you have people living in a concentration camp, those who are the trustees in the concentration camp have it better than those who are not. Does that mean that those people who are acting as trustees are making free and open choices? No, it doesn't. It means that they are living within a concentration camp and they are making the best choice possible for their dreadful circumstances. And a real movement toward liberation would not say, wow, that's really empowering that they chose to be a trustee at the concentration camp. A real movement for liberation would be about destroying the concentration camp. And neoliberalism and modern feminism, just like modern environmentalism, are really about perpetuating the same old supremacisms under new guises. And it's quite a brilliant and quite typical move on the part of the patriarchal culture, that what you want to do, if you are one of the patriarchal promulgators, is you want to not simply destroy a movement, you want to co-opt it and turn it towards your own ends so that people can no longer even discuss resistance. Because it has become very confusing, such that at this point, so-called feminists are some of the worst promoters of pornography and prostitution and various other means to oppress women. And that's an absolutely extraordinary accomplishment. And that, from the perspective of those in power, is what you want. I think all the time about Harriet Tubman's great line, "I freed hundreds of slaves. I could have freed hundreds more if only they had known they were slaves." Well, what modern neoliberal feminism does is it tries to convince the women that they are not actually slaves, they're not actually oppressed, but instead that acting in the service of patriarchy is actually an act of liberation. It's an extraordinary Orwellian nightmare.